Josh, a pretty dirty night in the end for the club.
Yeah, it was actually. Excuse my voice, I'm a bit crooked at the moment. But, yeah, we just couldn't keep the ball in our half. You know, the Cats played, felt like, I'm not sure of the numbers, but felt like the Cats played played most of the game in their half and, you know, really dominated us in the third quarter. So we came down here with what we thought was a great plan. We've been playing some really good footy, but credit to the Cats, and that's what we spoke about after the game. You give a little bit of credit to them. They played a really good game of footy.
Any updates on the injuries to Talia and also Tex Walker, who was on crutches here at the end?
Yeah, Tex is, I think it's a riled ankle or ankle soreness or something like that. And Talia's had a nasty corky, I believe. So, yeah, just wait and see. With both of those guys, you think with a corky, Talia should be right, but we'll see how we go.
Hey, Josh, congratulations too on the contract extension. Bad luck tonight. Just wanted to talk about the team's game tonight. I thought you used the ball poorly. You know, there's so many turnovers initially in the first half, and then I just thought the way they set up, we called them quarterbacks up here in the box, where they just didn't allow you guys to get that one out the back, which you, as a team, are so good at getting. Did you find that was something new that you'd seen that you know, from probably teams watching you in Geelong, studying you guys over the last 15 or 16 weeks?
Yeah, firstly, thanks, Lord. I appreciate the well wishes. But we saw it earlier in the year against the Hawks. They played a guy behind the ball, you know, deep, which didn't allow us to, any time we tried to get in behind the defence, there was another guy waiting for us. So that's something we'll have to deal with. And we had some designs on trying to use the ball, you know, hit the tick lead a little bit and lower our eyes and then try and go from there. But the conditions didn't help, but the way we used the ball was poor and we just didn't get a lot of clean footy. You know, I think probably some of our best passages were in the last quarter when we had nothing to lose and we just took it on. So some things we'll have to look at because the Cats have really kept us to low scores twice this year, both times we've played them, and for the most part we've been a free-scoring side.
You said the Cats have done it twice and also the Hawks did it earlier on in the year. I'd imagine that a lot of other clubs will be watching that now. Is that something you can restructure as a forward line, the players who are out there, yourself and Tex and Eddie Betts and Lynch, or is that something that has to come from Don Pike to say, okay, boys, we're going to set up in a traditional manner. We're going to go with two out of the goal square, one at centre-half forward, because we want somebody to kick to.
Yeah, it probably is the coach's call. We'll certainly, he certainly looks for feedback, and David Teague, you know, his role is to coach the forwards and understand and work out what's happening ahead of the ball. But our ball use, and some of that is from half forwards and forwards not using the ball well, but a lot of our ball use, we missed targets, particularly in the first half. You know, even though we went in we just didn't use the ball well. We missed a lot of tick leads, kicked it into the man on the mark a few times. So I don't think it's something that we've got to be stressing and pulling our hair out about. We've played a lot of good footy in the last 2 months, but there's certainly some areas, and Geelong have probably exploited them more than most, that we need to look at and fix up.
It seems, Josh, that the pressure that Geelong applied, particularly in the third quarter, it's not like you weren't expecting it, but you just didn't react to it well. Was there any comment at three-quarter time about how you handled that third quarter?
Yeah, I mean, the third quarters have been great for us for the most part, even, you know, the second halves, really. But, you know, you've got to understand, well, this is AFL footy. You know, the Geelong and the home ground with so much to play for are going to come out strong, and the fact of the matter is we just didn't match our intensity and pressure around the ball. Felt like we were outnumbered at many contests. You know, the ball would spill 15 metres outside of a stoppage and Geelong would have two and we'd have one there. So just a bit of a spread and energy and an effort thing. You know, it's not like we weren't trying, but sometimes, you know, you only got to be sort of half a percentage off and it can be exported, and Geelong did that.
Hey Josh, how difficult is it as a key forward when, you know, tonight Betts and Cameron were up the ground really high, against extra numbers back in defence? Is that something that just happens every single week as a key forward, or just your guy got your systems wrong tonight?
A little bit of both, yeah. But it's sort of how the game is played now. We sort of just got to deal with, you know, not just the two tall forwards, but the four or the five forwards that are always ahead of the ball. Most teams like to send an extra up to the stoppage, and we certainly do that a lot. We like to have one behind, run off the back of the square at centre bounce. So we just got to deal with it. We've done it for a couple of years, and sometimes when it doesn't work, it really looks bad, and it looks like it's really real hard work. And tonight was probably one of those nights. But you know, it does get simplified. All we've got to do is give a bit of a contest, and tonight. We just weren't able to get enough 50-50 balls when we're outnumbered.
All right, on a lighter note, Josh, what are you going to splurge on? You've just signed the big five-year contract, a new car.
$1 million a year, we're here.
Yeah, what are you going to go for? End of year, Vegas, what are you going
to
do?
I'm headed to the States at the end of the year. Yes. So, look, I'm obviously a massive NFL and American sports fan, so I'll do a bit of that, but I've just got to keep, I think the favourite quote out of the week was, paying the dog walker. I've got a dog walker who come and walks my husky, so keep her up, keep her happy, and keep the dog happy.
Who do you follow in the NFL, Josh?
I'm just obsessed with the whole league. I find it hard with so much player movement. I find it hard to stick with a team, but I have met Tom Brady, so I've got a soft spot for the Patriots.
Yeah, well, that's you've seen a lot of success there in recent years, no doubt about that. Well, thanks for joining us tonight after a tough night at the office, and good luck for the rest of the season. No doubt we'll talk to you again closer to September.
Let's hope so. Appreciate it, guys.